Well, you know, you couldn't have asked much more of him. I think for most of the game, I thought we controlled the game. First half, our old story, really. I thought we had enough pressure, but didn't quite turn the pressure into points, you know. And London Irish have got the capability of scoring from anywhere. So you could never sit comfortably in your seats, even if you were 3-6 points up. They always had the capability to come back. And at 6 points up in the middle of that second half, I thought, you know, it was more likely for us to kick on perhaps and get another score and win a little bit more comfortably. But as I said, with the strike runners that they've got, one opportunity they score. And, you know, with, I think, 15 minutes to go, with 1 point down, I thought we showed a lot of bottle, a lot of determination to get back and grind our win now. Because at the end of the day, that's all that mattered today, really.
Defence was very solid throughout. Some massive hits coming in from the likes of Launchbury and Jones, I noticed.
Yeah, I thought Launchbury was outstanding. I thought Sam Jones, you know, and the old unsung hero as well. I thought Richard Burkhead was outstanding as well in some of his defence work. But, you know, I don't want to single too many players. I thought it was a real team effort. And I mean by the team, I mean the crowd as well. I think they're a big part of us. And I thought they were outstanding today. I think, you know, they've been outstanding through difficult times this season. So I think that was a little bit of payback, really, to the support that we've had through difficult times. And I hope they go home with a smile on their face, because they deserve that, because they played a big part in us today in getting that victory.
And Di, the set piece obviously becoming a bit of an issue in the first half, but you turned it round for the second half.
Yeah, I thought second half, I thought, you know, we really started to take control in that department, and perhaps in the end there was a difference. We had a couple of two or three penalties, I think, that a couple of them give us field position, but I think two we had 6 points out of. So, you know, we've got to be proud of that. And I think in difficult times, you'll take any win. I thought it was a good win, but, you know, we can just build on that now.
And without some figures such as Marco Wenzel, the team really had to step up.
No, obviously you're always going to find it difficult to replace Marco, but you know, a bit of communication, little things that didn't quite work to plan there, but that's an area of our game that, you know, is normally quite good, and that's an area we've got to improve on, because, you know, certainly on occasions it put us under pressure and it didn't give us a platform. But as I said, there is negatives there. There's no doubt we've still got a lot of things to work on, but, you know, you've got to take that win and really just be proud of that, and hopefully we can build on that.
Di, Chris Thomas, the chief executive, said today that these games can hinge on the rub of the green and on luck.
Well, I think lady luck always, you know, everybody welcomes a little bit of lady luck, and I think for most of the season it probably hasn't gone our way. And certainly it was perhaps our turn for a little bit of lady luck, and the lady luck is the odd 50-50 decision going our way, the odd bounce of the ball going our way. You know, so everybody needs a little bit of lady luck, but you can't coach luck. You know, the only thing you can coach is to really work hard. And something that I've said to the players constantly, I'd like to think the harder we work, the luckier we'll be. So we just got to keep working at it. And if we get a little bit luckier and there, you know, you got to put it down to hopefully you deserve it.
And in the next round of the Aviva Premiership, you're going to be facing Saints away at Franklin's Gardens. That's going to be another really tough test for you.
Yeah, it's a massive test, you know, and I think they are obviously one of the real powerhouses in this Premiership, and it's always going to be difficult for us to go there. But at the end of the day, we've got to build on this, you know. I don't feel we can target one game or the other. I think, you know, it's all about momentum now, and you've got to go there, and you've got to go there with a belief that you can get the result. We all know it's going to be difficult, and we all know we're going to have to play really well. But you have to go there believing you can come away with something. And obviously we've got to just build on this and keep the momentum going.
And finally, people often talk about results versus performance. Today you managed to put in a performance that got you the result. But how far from playing the sort of rugby that you would like to see Wasps playing do you feel that the club are? And do you think that it's going to take personnel that you might get next season to really bring that about?
Well, I think everyone recognises, you know, that certainly you've got to find a way to win, and that's what we're doing at the minute. And certainly with higher quality players, you can play a different type of game. You know, from my point of view, the minimum standard I always require from the players is they go out and give me everything. The quality within that group will determine how we want to play the game. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm getting the minimum requirement. I think everyone's giving me everything. If the more quality we get next season, the more expansive game I think we like to play. But I'm happy with what I've got at the minute. You know, I think if everybody was fit, you know, I think we'd have a different look in our team at the minute. But at the minute, we've just got to find a way to win.
Well done today. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks very much.